You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And we're sorting out the markets issues because it seems as though the Seacom cables, or whichever cables they are, let me not assume it's Seacom, the undersea cables that are down are affecting things. But we are back online. We're going to keep the show going and we're going to take a look at some of those market movements today that have taken place. And joining me to do that is a founder at Just One Lap and good friend, Simon Brown. Good evening, Simon. Sorry to disturb you, but we've been keeping an eye on the markets and clearly some things are doing better than others. And it seems as though what we thought was a good start to the week is turning out to be a reversal Wednesday or reversal Thursday in this case of note. Markets not having a good day.
Even Jimmy, they're not. And you know, so I mean, yesterday we started really strong and then couldn't hang on. Today we were looking okay. And then, as you said, just massively sold off, ending the day ultimately in the red and markedly so across some of those indices. Couple of big movers, Standard Bank, you're just chatting with Sim Shabalala there, the big one on the downside. Another rough day in the market. And looking at my screen, it's weird. There's red all over, but it's like it's not a consistent. You know, I've got Exxaro and Telkom down. I've got Anglo Plat down, but Theresa and South 32 green. Bit of a mixed day, but the bias definitely to the downside.
There are some guys that are having a good day. And I mean, ARK Invest, yes, they are still trading fairly small. And so a 12% gain does look like a big move. And it is only about 48 cents there on the day's gains. But good to see that there is some positivity within the market. And as you said, it's difficult to make head or tail of what's causing the movements and how the markets are reacting, because we got the US CPI print out on Tuesday. The markets have had an entire day to digest that. We can't really pinpoint what's happening.
We can't. I mean, the markets are sometimes a little bit slow to really get their sense into it. But I got to say, I mean, on that CPI print, I thought the market might sell off on that. As you said, U.S. markets did not. And we've had no sort of easy big story which says that's what's been driving it significantly. I mean, we had seen the Rand down at, 1857 at some point today, now at 1873. Our currency is volatile, but volatility happening out there to a fair degree. And it might just be good old-fashioned nerves. There's also a sense, and you know, if we go back to the beginning of January, just 10 weeks ago, expectation was 6 rate cuts in the U.S., and now the consensus is 3 this year. And I don't know that the market's fully priced that in. So maybe there's also just some bigger picture thinking happening, and market participants are thinking, hang on, maybe we've actually got to sort of adjust our expectations.
Simon, earlier today, you and I were looking at a couple of stocks and we were chatting about a couple of things. And I'm just looking at the biggest movers to the downside today. The likes of Woolies down 3%, ShopRite down 2.3% there as well. Spar not having a good day, coming below 90 Rand. We're not seeing softer inflation. What's happening with the retailers?
I think the retailers, I mean, you know, I mean, the Spars, the Woolies, Spar more issues. I mean, ShopRite coming back as well, now trading in just below 260. And these are stocks that have run. And I mean, ShopRite posted the results that were really excellent. Woolies was a mixed bag. But I was really interested in the comment that Sim Shabalala said there to your second to last question, where he says the SA consumer balance sheet is not as bad as we have been at previous point, this point in the cycle previously. And I found that quite intriguing. We've got some, for example, I mean, Mr. Price was slightly off today, but it's also been actually running a bit. And it may be there was also just some worry out there. I mean, if the US is going to be slowing their rate cuts, potentially so are we. A lot of expectation around getting a full percent rate cut by the end of the year, maybe. But also I think the idea that we might be going back to, you know, sub 10% anytime soon, if the U.S. is slowing down, that's also off the table. So, you know, the SA consumer might be in a slightly better place, but it's still tough out there.
Speaking of it being tough out there, I had a look at those numbers as I was chatting to Sim about the inflation expectations. And Standard Bank has inflation expectations throughout this year fairly unchanged, ending the year at around 5%. But interest rates as well sitting at around 10.5% to 11%. So we're not likely to see reprieve, according to their estimates, for consumers for the remainder of the year. But does that mean that we could see reprieve on the Rand side? It has been nudging along below 18 Rand. Yesterday and earlier this week, we got as low as 18.55. We're at 18.72 now, but is the forecast and the consensus still that the Rand will continue to get stronger as we go into the rest of the year?
That's the bold call. I think yes. I mean, we have seen that, I mean, the dollar index has been a little bit stronger the last day or three, but broadly it's been trending down over since early February. I think what we're seeing, and it, to the point there with what Sim's looking for, the central bank's looking for in terms of interest rates and inflation, if we look out at the rest of the year and we say, if we're wrong, are we wrong because things are better, or are we wrong because things are worse? And then I point you to the oil price, where we've got Brent up at $85.12, and I think that the risk here is that things are not as great by the end of the year as we think, rather than potentially being better. And hence, I mean, the retail stocks, I mean, as I said, there was movements all over the place, but the forecast risk is that we're wrong, and you know, inflation is 6 or 6.5 instead of 5, and we're sort of off on interest rates, which would broadly be bad for the Rand. That oil price bothers me, worries me, because of course, you know, we import our oil, it's our petrol, it's a huge cost, particularly for lower LSM consumers.
We honestly cannot afford more petrol price hikes, and I'm just as concerned with as you are around that oil price, but we know that the ongoing tensions in the Middle East will continue to be a factor at play here, and the fact that OPEC has made it very clear that they're not going to take an oil price that is comfortable for South Africa, they're going to take an oil price that is comfortable for them. But we'll leave it at that, Simon. Thanks as always for those insights. That's Simon Brown, founder at Just One Lap, joining me to reflect on what's been happening in the markets throughout today.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.